Well, thank you and good evening and welcome to Willow Springs Bears Sports here on KUKU. This is first round district play for area football teams tonight, and the Willow Springs Bears have made the long trip to Forsyth, Missouri to take on the Forsyth Panthers. I'm Larry Spence along with Marty, and Marty, welcome me back, I guess.
Oh, I will welcome you back.
You've been
on assignment for a couple weeks, and missed a trip to Thayer and the final home game against Ava. The Bears struggling mightily, and this will be more than likely the final game of the season for the Bears.
Yeah.
The good Forsyth team, the number two seed in this district. Top seed is Fair Grove, and they are far and away the top seed. In fact, they beat this Forsyth team, the number two seed, something like 52-13. So Fair Grove is the dominant team in this district. But Forsyth's very good at number two. They score a bunch of points. And, of course, we give up a lot of points. So Forsyth's going to have fun tonight probably with a high-flying offense. And they come in 7-2 on the season. They beat El Dorado Spring, Buffalo, Clever, lost to Fair Grove. Again, that was 56-13, so I was close there. Win against Skyline, 48-8. Their closest game was against Diamond, 27-20 in overtime over Diamond.
Okay.
Beat Strafford, which I believe
Strafford's
is the three seed in this district, 42-28. So a couple touchdowns went over Strafford. Lost to Butler, 60-43. Beat Springfield Central, and then here we are tonight with the Willow Springs Bears. Bears looking ahead to next year. These kids have gotten a lot of experience, and they'll look to try to go back to the drawing board and figure out what we can do for the next season, and hopefully get some positives tonight. Get some kids in the end zone, get some last highlights in this season before we turn the page on this football season for the Bears.
Yeah, I got a nice weight room facility now at Willow Springs High School, and get some of these kids in here and put some poundage on them and some muscle on them.
Absolutely.
And build them up a little bit here during the off season and get them ready to go for next year. It's been a tough year for the Bears, the Bear fans, and all concerned with Willow Springs Bear football. It's been a very tough year, so it's one that we'll, as Marty said, probably close the book on it tonight and move on to basketball, which we're thinking is going to have some good results for Willow Springs Bear fans. So hopefully we'll move on to have some positives for you there too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as we go through tonight's game. Most likely we've got the schedules out, and we'll talk about that. But kudos to these kids. They have fought hard and stayed the course all year. And, you know, mentally it's got to be a drain for everybody watching just to get beat up night in and night out. And, you know, those kids are feeling that too. But to continue to show up, and I don't think anybody's ever questioned the work ethic and the motivation of these kids to come out week after week and go out there and do their very best. And we certainly commend our players for that. And a couple of kids, see Aiden Stewart out there, Jordan Rutledge, kids that we honored last week on senior night that never even played football before, but came out to help wherever they could. And
And Aiden Stewart has been he's been a great surprise for us, really, because we didn't know what he could do, had no idea. But as a senior, he came out and he's made some highlight reels for the Bears football program this year.
Captains are out on the field, and the aforementioned Aiden Stewart, along with Dylan Ferguson, John Jones, and Noah McConklin is out there for the Bears, the four captains. And, of course, Bears have also had injuries this year. You think of the freshman twins that were out there earlier in
Galloway
the season.
Galloway twins.
Of course, Woolsey went down. The Gillums are not here. So there's several key components that are not with the Bears on this final road trip. It's a foggy, drizzly night as the front has come through, and definitely feels like football tonight in Forsyth, and a very unique sports complex here at Forsyth. Great facilities. They've got a nice turf field that blends in to their baseball field. So
yeah, it's kind of an odd. Yeah. You know, you look at it and you think, well, this is strange looking, but it is nice. It's very nice. The turf covers like two football fields wide, probably.
Yes.
And they have a baseball complex in with that. So very unique situation. There's really no fence, no anything between the two. So it looks like a huge field, but it's regular size.
Regulation field. Yeah. But, just imagine a football field, a baseball field side by side with no fence between them.
And all turf.
Yeah.
All turf. So yeah, it is unique facility. I think probably best describes it. And a good facility to play football in.
Bears will kick off. Forsyth will return. Forsyth, white pants, blue jerseys, blue helmets. Willow in all white tonight. I like that look. They've got the white helmets with the white shirts, white pants, maroon trim, and the Bears will kick off to start the Class 2 District 4 first round. Winner of this will play the winner of the 3-6 seed, which I believe is Stratford and
Houston.
Houston.
Hayden Stewart to kick off for the Bears. He tees the ball up at the 40-yard line. Panthers drop three back deep in a trio. Deep back is around the 5-yard line, and we're ready to get this district playoff game underway. Stewart squids it on the ground. It pops up in the air.
Bears have
pop
it.
Up.
Or did for a moment. We'll see who
it
comes
goes
up
goes out
with
of bounds at the 50-yard line.
Covered by the Bears.
Vaughn
Ball.
Ball.
Recovers it.
PA announcer mispronounced his name, but that's okay.
It could go a different way. There.
Anyway.
But, John Ball with the recovery. Bears with a successful onside kick. Start the game, and we
they've
talked
had a
about
couple of
wanting
those.
Some positives.
Yeah.
So there's a positive to start the game and start the district tournament for the Bears. We'll see what they want to do on offense at the 50-yard line.
Ferguson back in there, quarterback for the Bears, is first and 10 from midfield, 50-yard line. There's a handoff, or he keeps the ball and gets sacked for about a 3-yard loss back at the 47-yard line.
Late handoff to Rutledge, coming to the near sideline, and Larry said mentioned lost 3 yards there. It'll be second down and 13, really. No chance for Rutledge.
Bears break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage, facing second down and 13. Passing situation to get three wide receivers in there. Two on the far side. They hand off instead, and the running back gets a yard or so on the play up to about 48. Still, it's going to be third down long for the Bears.
Give to Rutledge again. We'll give him a yard. Make it third down and 12 for Willow in Forsyth territory. And now may look to go to the air here. Minute off the clock. No score in Forsyth.
Third down and 12 for the Bears. They break the huddle. Two wide outs to the near side, one to the far side. Ferguson back in the shotgun. Gets the snap. He wants to throw this time. Got a little time. Throws it over the middle, could be picked off, could be intercepted, but falls harmlessly incomplete as there were two receivers and two defenders all in the same area, and they all went down, but I think they're all getting up.
They're all slow to get up.
Yeah.
In fact, Bears have ball hobbling off, and then the Forsyth defender is on his knees, and now he gets back up, but really four guys had a crack at it.
Yeah, they did.
Nobody came up with it. It'll be fourth down and 12 for the Bears, and maybe a gambling situation early here for Willow. We've certainly seen fourth down attempts at much worse field position than the 48-yard line.
Fourth down and 12 for the Bears from their own 48-yard line. Started this series at the 50-yard line and have gone backwards here on the three downs.
Stewart has to come out for Willow, and Trevor Hunsucker will come in, the freshman, so hate to see that.
Yeah. Bears are going for it. Fourth down and 12. The deep back running up to try to get something going. Bears throw out long. Got a man open down there, but it's incomplete.
Oh, we're going to call it
on the play. Whoa.
You know, I was watching for it, and I really didn't see much contact, but apparently it was enough.
The defender was behind the receiver, and we really couldn't see the defender, and apparently the official did and called a pass interference, so it's first and 10 for the Bears.
Everett Smith, the intended target, well-thrown ball, deep ball by Dylan Ferguson, and they'll get Aiden Cabaringa on the interference.
I'm going to I don't know.
They called
pass interference.
Yeah.
Going to mark it off 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, not from the point of foul. So that'll give the Bears a first down at the 37-yard line of the Panthers.
First and 10, Willow. Bailed out with the penalty. We'll take it. Stewart's still on the sideline.
Gavin's little brother. Low snap, and he does get the handoff, but running back is getting back to about the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard short before he is brought down.
Rutledge with the carry did a good job just to get back to the line of scrimmage. The low snap, Ferguson had to go low to get it, and actually impressed that he got the handoff made, and the Bears will have second and 10 here.
From the 37-yard line of the Panthers, Bears second down and long here. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Quarterback keeps the ball and gets nowhere. He loses a couple of yards on the play, back to about the 40. So it'll be third down and long for the Bears again. But the Bears have run a little time off the clock.
Exactly, yeah. About two and a half minutes gone.
That's not all bad.
Huge. Stewart and Ball both still on the sidelines.
After that collision there, there's the snap of the football. And Ferguson is hit and dropped back at about the 49-yard line. Loss of another 9 on the play. Dylan just had nowhere to go.
He had no chance. Jonathan Goodwin, senior for the Panthers, in the backfield very quickly and was able to spin Ferguson down for a big loss. It'll be 4th and 20 here for Willow. We'll see if either one of those two receivers can check in here for Willow. The deep threats.
Looks like they're going to punt. They're going to punt. I think Stewart can come back in the ballgame, and Ball's down here running the sidelines. He's wanting to come back in. It's 4th down and long. Bears are going to punt, and they do. It's a punt over the head of, down close to the receiver who doesn't touch the ball, but the Bears down it about the 20-yard line, maybe inside the 20.
Going to mark it about the 18, so it'll be Forsyth ball, first and 10 at the Bear 18. 8:39, though, to go in the first quarter.
Yeah.
No score,
yeah.
So at minimum,
yeah,
the Bears able to run some clock and keep the Forsyth offense off the field
for
a little bit.
And that's a bit of a win, you know, run that clock a little bit. So, Forsyth will take over, first and 10 at their own 18-yard line. The high-scoring team will see what they do with the ball. Under center, the quarterback hands off the ball up the middle. Running back gets over the 25 up near first down marker, but I think he might be a little short of it.
DeMarcus Holmes. And the quarterback.
No huddle offense. Second down, a yard to go. Quarterback under center, puts a man in motion right, and then goes back on a counter play. And the running back is into the secondary. Official falls down, but it's a touchdown for the Forsyth Panthers. A 72-yard run.
Braxton Gross, the junior running back. 2 plays. And you mentioned how fast. I mean, they didn't waste any time.
Now they've got a hurry-up offense. They don't huddle. No huddle offense. So 6-0 for the Forsyth Panthers.
The offense is averaging about 50 yards or 50 points a game, and this is a tremendous offense here in Forsyth, and they were able to score very, very quickly.
And an official fell down on the play. I thought that was an entertaining thing, but
he's okay. What makes it entertaining is he's okay. Flag on the play, the Bears were offside.
So with 8:07 left to go here in the first quarter, Panthers on the board 6-0. And they're going to try for the extra point. We'll see if they go for 2 here. Looks like, nope, they're going
to send extra point.
Yep.
Formation.
Kick it. So, here comes the extra point try for the Forsyth Panthers. Long count. There's the ball down. It's up, and it is good. So with 8:07 left to go in the first quarter, Forsyth 7, Willow Springs nothing. We'll be back for the Forsyth kickoff in 60 seconds. Kickoff to the Bears. The Bears take it at the inside the 10-yard line, give it back to the 20, and it'll be first and 10 for the Bears there after the Forsyth long 72-yard run, scoring the first touchdown of the night. Bears will put it in play, first and 10 at their own 20.
Panthers, two plays, about 30 seconds to find the end zone. Good news is the Bears were able to run quite a bit of clock on their first offensive possession. We'll see if they can do that again. Rutledge on the return that time for the Bears. Started at midfield on their first drive. Now they'll start on their own 22.
First and 10 for the Bears there. Three wide receivers. Ferguson back in the shotgun. Keeps it back in there with him. Gets the snap. Keeps it. Tries to cut it inside, but nowhere to go. He's hit for about a 2-yard loss on the play.
Going to lose a couple. Second down and 12, and the Bears playing out of that pistol or shotgun formation. You're already 2 or 3 yards behind the line
right.
of scrimmage when you get the snap, and the offensive line just not giving any time for the running backs to gather any kind of positive yards there. So Bears lose a couple and head back to the line.
Bears take their time in the huddle. Second down and 12 from the 18-yard line. Ferguson at quarterback gets the snap and hands it off, and the running back is losing more yards. Looks like about three more. Back to about the 15.
Give him a nice spot at the 16. But still a significant loss for the Bears. It'll be third down at about 15 for Willow.
Yeah, they spot the ball right at the 17. They've got to get to the 32 for a first down. So third down and long for the Bears, whose running game has not produced positive yardage yet. Ferguson, three wide receivers. He hasn't had much time to throw either. Gets the snap, rolls to his right, stops, throws, got a man out there long. It is picked off by the Forsyth Panthers, but the ball, good job by number one for Forsyth in picking that one off.
Yeah, that's their quarterback, DeMarcus Holmes, and it was Ian Stewart, really just a jump ball.
Yeah.
And one-on-one coverage, and Holmes did a nice job to out-jump Stewart and come away with the interception. Not a bad throw by Ferguson. He put it where he needed to.
Yep.
One-on-one coverage, and Holmes made the pick.
Probably about as good as a punt anyway.
Yeah, honestly.
So with 6:31 left to go in the first quarter, Forsyth takes over again, leading 7-0. They have the ball at their own 46-yard line.
It's been kind of an issue for the Bears the last couple of weeks, those turnovers giving up more quick scores.
Yeah.
And kind of accelerates the...
There's the counter play. They run off to the right side. Good blocking, and the running back gets into Bear territory and all the way down to the 36-yard line. He's just hard to get down. A little bowling ball-type player. He's built low and hard to tackle.
Braxton Gross. And Bears had three or four guys on him, and he just kept running. Bears at least got some contact that time, but couldn't get him down.
So, first and 10 for the Forsyth Panthers at the 35-yard line of the Bears. Holmes gets the snap, pitches to the deep back, and he cuts around the corner, and he's headed for the down the sideline. Nobody catches him in the end zone for a score.
Four plays for Forsyth and two touchdowns. Go up 13-0 halfway through of the first quarter.
6 minutes, left to go here. 6:01 left to go in the first quarter. So, you see if the Forsyth Panthers want to get two or one here. Looks like they're going to kick it through the uprights.
Got a good kicker, Panthers do.
Well, he had a nice kickoff.
The Bears were offsides again.
Low snap.
On the extra point. The special teams having a little moment with getting encroachment on that kick. Kick was good, but... I don't know if they can decline that and just take the point.
No, I don't think they will.
I think they're going to move it half the distance of the goal and do it again.
It's a dead ball foul,
yeah.
So you got to take the penalty. So they'll try it again. A yard and a half closer this time. Kick is up, and it looks good. And it is. Halfway through the first quarter, it's Forsyth 14, Willow Springs nothing. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Forsyth leading the Bears 14 to nothing halfway through the first quarter. They kick the ball off into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and the Bears will take over at their own 20.
Bears had a good opening drive, able to chew a little bit of clock, but nothing to show for it. And then the Panthers' offense has been electric, two touchdowns and a total of four plays, plus they've had that interception. So strong start for the number two seed. Bears will try to stay on the field a little bit here on offense.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Dylan Ferguson, quarterback, sophomore. In the shotgun formation, taking time off the play clock, gets it down to about five before he takes it, takes the snap, and gets up near the line of scrimmage before he is driven back.
Rutledge loses a couple, second down and 12. That will give him just a yard loss. Good spot.
Yeah, I thought he got almost back to the line of scrimmage, so second down and 10, we'll call it.
Rutledge runs hard. Doing everything you
he's
can ask him
spirited,
to do. And if
he's
he gets,
a spirited
yeah,
runner.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And if he gets a hole, he's
he can run.
He's got some moves, but unfortunately that hole is rarely developing.
Bunch of quick players here on Forsyth, and quickness is something the Bears lack. They don't have a lot of quickness.
Bears taking all the time on the play clock. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It is. Second down and 10 for the Bears from the 20-yard line. There's the snap. Ferguson wants to throw, rolls to his right, now looks back left, now in big trouble, and down at the 5-yard line.
Ooh. Ferguson had a little bit of time on the rollout, but he waited too long, and there were three blue jerseys chasing him down, and it's just a matter of time, and that's one that Ferguson probably should have just thrown into the onto the sideline, but instead takes a big sack, and it's third and 22. For the Bears.
Third and a mile. They're inside the 10-yard line at the 8. Got to get it all the way out to the 30-yard line. So need a big play here on third down. Third down and 22 for the Bears. Ferguson gets the snap. Hands off to the running back who runs backwards.
Maybe a safety. It's really close. They're going to mark him down at the 1. It was Rutledge, and so now the Bears will face fourth and super long. They've got to get to the 30-yard line, and Stewart's going to have to punt out of the back of his own end zone.
Might be as well off to take a safety here and then get a free kick at 20.
Yeah.
You know, you could do that.
Clock running, and now a flag could be a delay of game.
Yeah, they can't
on the Bears.
That's all right. You can't get much closer to the goal line than they already are. They're at the 1-yard line, so half a yard maybe. Just a little bit shorter distance for the Forsyth defense to try to get to Aiden Stewart, who's standing at the back of the end zone, try to kick this away. Forsyth has a receiver at the 35-yard line. Ferguson to punt. And it's partially blocked. Takes a Willow Springs roll over the 20 and out to about the 20, now to the 30, now to the 32. So,
okay. That's a good roll, absolutely.
Partially blocked, but it wasn't a bad punt all in all. It's got a good roll.
Forsyth will take over in fantastic field position, though. At the Bear 33-yard line with 3:33 left to go in the first quarter. And that was one positive the Bears have had tonight. A little more methodical on offense, taking that time off the clock.
Yeah.
With this offense that Forsyth has, I mean, they need
you don't
time
want them to have any more time than is absolutely necessary.
They can put up a tremendous amount of points.
Holmes under center for the Panthers, gets a man in motion. They go counter the other way, and one man to beat, and flags go down, and in the end of the end zone goes Forsyth, but there was a flag I saw.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a hold. Nolan goes in for the touchdown, Bryce Nolan, with the score, but the block in the back on the Panthers, so we will bring that back. Also, Forsyth with a new quarterback. They've got to sophomore Chris Halbrook.
Halbrook, okay.
In at quarterback. Right. 180-pound, 6'2 quarterback for the Panthers. We'll see if he stays in. They've used Holmes their first two possessions, and now Halbrook in.
Take the ball back to the 31-yard line, and it'll be shaken down and nine to go. First down and nine. We repeat first down here. Make it eight from the 31-yard line. Forsyth will try it again. They've run five plays and had two touchdowns, so this is number six. Quarterback under center, three backs behind him, deep back. They can't play the crossing pattern. Yeah, and it's the same play. Bears do recover and pull him down after he got a first down, but he didn't get in the end zone. Down to the 22-yard line, first and 10.
Bryce Nolan, 5'8", sophomore with the run. He'll move the chains. Bears do keep him out of the end zone, though. And it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers at the Bear 22-yard line.
Here's the snap of the football. Same play. And
wow.
Nobody there to block, to tackle the runner. And he just
untouched.
Went in untouched from 22 yards out. So six plays.
Seven.
Okay.
Three straight identical plays, though, by Forsyth on that drive. They didn't do anything but the same play three times. And twice it really went for a touchdown because the block in the back didn't really do anything. And he brought it back, but that didn't have any bearing on the running back getting into the end zone.
So 3:01 left to go here in the first quarter. 20-0 Forsyth on top. And they try for the extra point. This time the Bears stay home. Kick is low, line drive kick.
Wide right.
And no good. So 3 minutes. 7 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It's Panthers 20, Bears nothing. You're listening to Bear Football, back in 60 seconds. Kickoff by the Panthers. Bears finally pick it up at about the 10-yard line and run out of bounds.
Rutledge out of bounds at the 13, so we played the entire first quarter on this side of the field.
Except for the onside kick at the 50-yard line. It's all been in Bear territory. So we'll spot the ball at the 13 this time. Bears will put it in play there. 3:04 left to go in the quarter. Bears huddle up, taking their time getting to the line of scrimmage. They roll out three wide outs, two to the near side, one to the far side on first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Man in motion back to the other side of the field. Try a little crossing pattern, and Ferguson's in big trouble, and down he goes inside the 5-yard line.
Again, Ferguson did a little double pump there, and that's all the time Forsyth needed to get back there, and he's slow getting up.
I don't think he could see him coming from behind.
No.
He thought he still had a little time, so. Another sack by Forsyth. And it's the ball placed on the 4-yard line.
Ferguson coming out, limping, and John Baugh limps back into the ball game. So Ferguson's gonna be looked at, and Stewart will play quarterback.
Stewart on the, out of the end zone, gets the snap, and a safety.
Yeah, Rutledge got the ball and immediately knocked about 5 yards backwards into the end zone. It'll be a safety. That'll add 2 points to the Panthers' side of the scoreboard, and the Bears will get a kickoff to the Panthers. Just no prayer there. And you could see that coming with the Bears lined up, and any running play tonight has been for negative yardage. I mean, I think we had one play where Rutledge actually got he gets the ball, and there's three blue jerseys blowing him up.
So the Bears will get a free kick from the 20-yard line after the safety. They'll kick it away to the Forsyth Panthers with 2:11 left to go here in the first quarter.
Ferguson, the sophomore quarterback, on his knee on the sideline, and looks like he's in some pain as the Panthers will return this. They've got three backs at the 40 and then another three at about midfield. So they're ready to try to run this thing back for another quick score.
Free kick from the 20. I haven't seen this very often in our days of broadcasting football, but it happens. Stewart will probably punt it, I would think. He could tee it up, but he's going to punt. It's
good
a
ball.
Good one. It's a good one. Taken at the 38 by Forsyth. They go to the far side of the field and down the sideline they go. And finally run out of bounds.
That's a 25?
That's a 25,
yeah. So good return and sets the Panthers up for another quick score. They've had three touchdowns and seven total plays here in the first quarter. Still 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Looking to go up by 28. We'll see here their quarter. Albrecht is still going to play quarterback.
What grade is he?
He's a sophomore.
All right.
Started there.
First and 10. Counter play, running to the left. And the running back is down all the way inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line.
Raleigh Fisher, junior, 5'9", 215 pounds. Panthers spreading the love around. It's different backs here.
It'll be first and goal for the Panthers from the 7-yard line. Holbrook under center. Snaps the football, hands it right up the middle. Way they go. Touchdown, Forsyth.
Raleigh Fisher, it was going to be the Raleigh Fisher drive. They gave him the ball a couple times, got him in the end zone. It's been about the average for the Panthers. Two plays and a touchdown. And they go up 28-0 with a minute 41 to go in the first quarter.
So,
last week it was 48-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Well, okay.
Ava.
Yeah.
So, not quite to that level yet.
Not quite to that level, but still got a minute 41 to go. And the Forsyth Panthers will line it up to kick the extra point. No, they're going to go for two.
Going for two.
Going for two this time. And they give it the handoff, he did not get in.
Wow.
Stop
short.
Stop.
Romeo Oldham was held at the 2-yard line. Bear defense with a stop on the two-point conversion. It will remain 28-0 Forsyth.
1:41 left to go in the quarter. Back in 60 seconds for another Forsyth kickoff. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Football. This is first round playoffs, district playoff time. Bears are playing the Forsyth Panthers, and Forsyth has the early advantage 28-0, and kick off and kick it out of bounds, so the Bears will have better field position this time. They can start at their own 35-yard line.
Class 2, District 4, and we've got lots of other football around the area tonight. We'll try to keep you up to date on all those scores as we go along, give you some live updates as we get them.
First and 10 for the Bears. Out of the shotgun. Snap of the football. Quick throw. Ooh, almost picked off.
Stewart playing quarterback and had to get rid of it quick. It was a screen pass attempt. Braxton Gross just about got a quick pick six out of that. Instead, it'll be second and 10 for the Bears. Stops the clock with a minute 38 to go in the first quarter.
So, yeah, other scores coming in? So far?
Not yet. I'm sure we'll have some coming. Intriguing matchups tonight.
All the other fall sports are over with except for cross country.
Oh, but there's one, and we're going to talk about it at halftime. Cross country, big district meet tomorrow.
All right. Second down and 10. Stewart gets the snap and barely got it. It was low. He had to pick it up and try to make something out of it, and he just couldn't because the ball was on the ground when the snap of the football went on the ground to Stewart. So he loses about 7 on the play.
Back-to-back snaps for the Bears that have been on the ground. And Stewart playing out of position anyway, doing his best job just to prevent any further damage here. Clock running now, 1:08 to go first quarter.
Third down and about, third down and long for the Bears.
15, 16
yards, yeah. Stewart gets the snap, stays in the pocket, got a man open. Ooh, got a hand on it, but it's incomplete.
Off the hand of John Baugh. Pretty well thrown ball by Stewart. Baugh had a shot at it, but couldn't rein it in. Would have been a first down and more for the Bears. Instead, it'll be fourth down and a punting situation for the Bears. 51 seconds, so we're hoping the Bears maybe could run that first quarter down, but instead it looks like the Panthers will get it back one more time before the end of the first quarter.
Stewart has a little more room to punt this time. He's standing at about his own 18 to get the snap. Bears have had a little trouble snapping the ball. So we'll see what happens here. Fourth down, there's a good snap, and an almost blocked kick, but he got it away. Takes a Willow Springs roll down to the 40, and on that turf, it keeps rolling all the way down to the 37. So good punt by Stewart. We'll place the Forsyth Panthers back in their own territory at the 37, first and 10.
First time the Panthers have been in their own territory since their first drive of the game. Since then, it's been all played in Bear territory. So give them a little bit of a longer yards to go. Still 40 seconds to go first quarter, and the Bears will try to hold the Panthers to a few plays here at least.
First and 10 for the Panthers from the 38-yard line in their own territory. Quarterback under center. Gets the snap. He wants to throw. Over the middle. And a good catch by the receiver, and nobody's going to catch him. He's into the end zone.
So Marcus Holmes juggled it a little bit. It was an impressive catch.
Yeah.
A little deflection by the Bear defender, and then he juggled the ball, but caught it in mid-stride. And once he caught it, there wasn't anybody in the building that was going to catch it.
But he had somebody on him when he first
did. It was a well-defended ball.
Yeah, it was. And the defender tried to knock it loose, and it went up in the air, and the receiver caught it, and he was in. So 50% is the percentage of score on number of plays for the Forsyth Panthers.
One out of every two.
Eight plays, they've scored four touchdowns.
Panthers will go for two here, it looks like. They missed that one extra point, and now they don't want to go back to it. Leading 34-0, still 30 seconds left to go first quarter.
All right, here's the snap. They run on the left side, and they get it in this time for the two-point conversion. They score 36-0, Forsyth. We'll be back for another Forsyth kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 23 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Panthers from Forsyth up 36-0, and they kick off again. Nice deep kick. Into the end zone, the Bears will put it in play at the 20, first and 10.
Still 29 seconds left to go, first quarter. Got some score updates from Sean back at the studio. Zizzers leading Monette 29-0. Liberty over Catholic 6-0. And Stratford leading Houston 14-7. So far, all of the higher-seeded teams holding serve. That Stratford-Houston game, I think that could be a good one.
Could be, yeah. Houston gets it going, they could hang with them.
They've got a lot of potential. Houston and Kabul both, I feel like, are primed for a little run if they get going.
First and 10 here for the Bears from their own 20-yard line. Snap of the football. Quarterback rolling to the right, cuts the right-hand side. Stewart gets open. He's got a first down at the 30. And runs out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Good job by Stewart to change direction there.
Yeah.
That got him a hole, and that is the biggest play of the night for the Bear offense.
Absolutely. Other than the pass interference penalty, that's been the top play. And Stewart just changes direction there, and he does a good job creating for a kid that hasn't played football.
Right.
He has good instincts. And we'll see a lot more of Aiden Stewart on the hardwood. Coming up here in a few weeks.
Right. First and 10 for the Bears from the 37-yard line. Probably the last play of the quarter here. Snap of the football. hand off to the running back, and he's mashed for a loss on the play of about four back to the 33-yard line.
Rutledge with just no chance there at all. It'll be second and 14 when we start the second quarter.
We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on Classic Country, KUKU. Second quarter getting underway here at Forsyth, the first round of the district playoffs. Number two seed, Forsyth Panthers leading the Bears 36-0 after a quarter of play. Bears have the ball as we start the second quarter. Third down, or second down and 11. Ball at the 34-yard line, going to get up to the 45 for a first and 10. Now they move the ball. They move it back a little.
So what they're doing. Moved.
Changing balls, maybe that's all
I think
they're
they
doing.
Are, yeah. They're getting a dry ball in there.
Okay.
Stewart's still in at quarterback. Ferguson on the sidelines trying to walk things off.
Second down and long for the Bears, about 13 yards to go. All right. Here we go. Stewart. Now he's in trouble and gets out of a little bit of it, but still brought down behind the line of scrimmage back at about the 29-yard line.
4-yard loss. Be a third down and long here for the Bears after getting their first real first down of the night on a Stewart scramble to have a pass interference first down earlier.
13-yard pickup by Stewart there was our longest gain of the night. Besides the penalty. Well, the penalty was 15 yards. Clock moving. Bears still in the huddle. At 10 seconds left on the play clock. They break the huddle. On third down and long for the Bears. Third down and a long way to go. Stewart rolls to his left, looking to throw. Throws back over the middle. Incomplete. Got a receiver in the area. Ball was out there. I don't think Ball was the intended receiver, though.
No, I don't think so either.
Closer to the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down and a punting situation for Stewart and the Bears.
Lots of traffic in there, and Bears probably fortunate it wasn't intercepted, and even if caught, it wouldn't have been a significant gain. So punting it away, and the Panthers will send a man back to their own 45-yard line.
Panthers should have good field position to start their drive. There's the snap and the quick kick taken on the fly by the Panthers. They come down the near sidelines and get it all the way down to the 35-yard line of the Bears.
There's a flag at the 48. Could Bears, be another block in the back.
Bears had a hand on the receiver there as he caught the ball, but they got away and he got 20 yards on the return, but
holding on the Panthers.
Okay, we'll
bring
it back and put the Panthers back in their own territory to start this drive. That hasn't slowed them down much, but anyway, it's more yardage.
10:52 to go, first half, 36-0 is the Panther lead.
Mark the ball back to the 43-yard line. First and 10 for the Panthers at their own 43-yard line, leading 36-0.
Winner of this game will play the winner of Stratford in Houston. Stratford leading 14-7. That's in the second quarter. Liberty and Catholic also playing tonight. Liberty up 6-0 early on the Fightin' Irish, the team the Bears used to play quite a bit back in the day.
Too. Yep. Panthers with the football. Man in motion to the right, now to the shotgun, the hand off to the motion man. He's got blockers in front of him. Breaks around the right side, going down the far sidelines. He is run out of bounds, I think. Somewhere down about the 25-yard line. Or maybe
he was headed to the end zone. Mason Campbell, the senior. Panthers spreading the love. They're giving the ball to a lot of different guys tonight, but their blocking has been so good that, I mean, these guys have tremendous holes to run through, and they've got speed. They're going to say he's pushed out of bounds at the 28. It'll be first and 10 for the Panthers. They've been averaging a touchdown every two plays.
Yeah, so this would be their touchdown play here. We'll see. Quarterback back under center this time. Two back split, one in motion. He wants to throw. He's going deep. Got a man down there, but he overthrew him.
Yeah.
Incomplete.
He was wide open down there. If that would have been about 6 feet in, that would have been a touchdown and 6 points for Panthers' Mason Campbell, the intended target. It'll be second and 10 for Forsyth.
So this is Mason Campbell's series, I guess.
It looks like it, yeah. They're going to try to get him a touchdown.
Yep.
A senior, and that's what you do. You get your seniors some plays.
Second down and 10, handoff up the middle on a crossing play, and the running back is in the end zone for a touchdown.
Lolly Fisher.
That's his second touchdown.
Yeah, 5'9 junior, and he's an all-state running back. I mean, he's a real deal. They didn't even use him for a while here in this game, but, you know, after two plays, it's time to get back into the end zone. So Fisher takes it into the house. Bears converge, I mean, pretty nicely at about the 5-yard line, and, I mean, he just absolutely put an arm up there and stiff-armed somebody back, and you weren't going to keep him out of the end zone. 42-0.
That score comes with 10:30 left to go in the half. And puts the Panthers up 42-0. See what they do for the extra point try here. They've kicked, they've run, they've done a little bit of everything. Coach is trying it all out. See what works. Going for two here, looks like. And the handoff goes around the right side, and I think the Bears nailed him for, didn't let him in.
Nope. Oldman tried to get into the end zone. Bears deny on the 2-point conversion. And the Panthers will kick it off when we come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Let it go. Back in the end zone goes the ball as the Forsyth Panthers kick it off again and another touchback. They've got some good kickers, and that one had the north wind behind him, and in the end zone it went for a touchback. The Bears will put it in play at the 20.
Pablo Comer, senior for the Forsyth Panthers with the kicking duties, and he's got a big leg on him, several touchbacks in this half, and a little breeze behind him certainly helped, but
hey, you got a leg.
That's a good looking kick.
Yeah. First and 10 for the Bears at the 20-yard line.
Stewart's still in a quarterback. Ferguson still on the sideline.
Stewart out of the gun. Keeps a couple of backs in there with him. Here comes the blitz. And the Bears get it back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a little gain on the play.
I'm going to give a yard on that. Rutledge did have a slight hole open up for just a second there. Closed pretty quickly, but we'll get a yard. Second down and 9. Bears will huddle up and run that clock down a little bit.
Good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Second down, 9. Stewart in there. Quarterback got 3 wideouts. 2 backs in there with him. Out of the gun. Forsyth was showing blitz. Now they take it off. And they got movement.
Yeah.
And I think a flag. So
right on time. The play clock was at 1.
Good job by Stewart. He just kept hanging in there, and he finally got Forsyth linemen to jump off sides and give the Bears 5 yards. That's a smart play right there. That's good football mentality right there.
Bears slapping some helmets down there. Take the win that you can get here, and that was a smart football move, and got that penalty, and makes a 2nd and 9, a 2nd and 4 for the Bear offense.
And keeps the clock running. So the ball now at the 26-yard line. It's 2nd down and 4 for the Bears. Stewart out of the gun. Gets the snap. Hands off to the running back. He got maybe a yard on the play.
Yeah, we're going to give him a yard. Rutledge making a 3rd down and a long 3 for the Bears. And as you mentioned, clock continuing to move here with 8:35 left to go in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our fall sports focus. It'll be a little bit different tonight. As Larry mentioned, all the sports are officially done except cross country. They've got a big meet. Tomorrow is their district meet. We'll preview that and also preview some basketball coming up for you at halftime.
And got some all-conference stuff to talk about, too.
Yeah.
Third down and three for the Bears from the 32-yard line. And Stewart was trying to throw to his wideout, and he just didn't get it there. So ball falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down.
Screen pass intended for Rutledge on the far sideline, and Rutledge ran out. He was going to come back, but the ball was underthrown, and it'll be fourth down for Willow.
Bears may just go for it here. I don't know.
Fourth and long three, so manageable yards, but, yeah, that's what looks like that's what they're going to do.
I'm going to try it again. Forsyth had dropped a runner back to receive. Oh, there's a bad snap, and Forsyth's got the ball at the 12-yard line. We've seen several of those bad snaps tonight. Well, that's the way it goes. 8:02 left to go here in the half.
Forsyth, though, has really shown that field position is irrelevant. They can score from anywhere on the field, and they will now have a very, very short field to work with. They're going to spot the ball at the 13, it looks like. So it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers at the Bears 13-yard line with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Second turnover by the Bears tonight. Gives Forsyth good, good field position, and they have that's really been irrelevant to them. Quarterback out of the shotgun, gets the snap, hands off to the running back, and a poor loss on the play. There's a big-time defensive play by the Bear defense.
Aiden Messick, play of the night on defense. Absolutely. The freshman came in and just laid a hit on the Forsyth running back. So great job by Messick. The first time the Bears have stopped Forsyth for anything under what? 10 yards, 9 yards?
Loss of six on that play. Yeah. He's second down and 16 for the Panthers. Bears jump offside.
Yep. That'll give 5 yards back.
Give them 5 yards back of that hard-earned defensive play by Messick. We've seen him make a few plays this year. Messick, he's done a pretty good job defensively. He's gotten in there and gotten some big plays. Let's take the ball back down to the 14-yard line and make it second down and 11 for the Panthers there.
Albrook filling a quarterback for the Panthers. He's been in since the first two possessions.
He's under center this time. Gets the snap and hands off to the running back coming around the near side. He's hit and dropped before he can get in the end zone. He got down to about the four. I don't think he got the first down either.
Good tackle by Rutledge. Came in to slide in and take out Bryce Nolan. Nolan has run that little counter play for touchdowns
tonight.
And now the Bears have a player down. Athletic trainer out to check on him. That'll stop the clock at 7:08 to go in the half. Forsyth will have a third and two from the 5-yard line. And this injury timeout will take just a moment. So we'll take he's up. So
he's up.
Never mind, Sean. We'll keep it right here. We'll get a number on that injured Bear, 64, John Jones.
One of the captains.
He'll come limping off. Hold his left arm maybe a little bit.
Bears have to get a substitution in for Jones, one of the linemen.
Bear depth chart has been
disseminated.
Yeah.
All right. Panthers line it up on third down and a yard to go. Man in motion to the right. The handoff to the running back, and he's in to the end zone for a touchdown.
To Marcus Holmes.
He started the
game. He's a sophomore. Man, he has got the skills.
He started the game at quarterback.
They don't even list him as quarterback. He's a wide receiver and defensive back, but they can run him at quarterback. I mean, he's one of those Luton Bird type players that you can just put anywhere on the field, and he's got enough skill that he's a weapon. And, man, the Forsyth team, they've got some weapons.
And they're going to be good because
not a ton of seniors.
One of those skill players are sophomores.
Right.
A lot of them are, so they're going to be very, very good in years to come. All right, try for the two-point conversion. They hand it off up the middle. Running back gets in for it. And that puts Forsyth, 48. 50.
They put it on the board.
50. Yeah, there we go.
Even 50.
6:59 left to go in the first half. Forsyth 50, Willow Springs nothing. Back for the Forsyth kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. We're back at Forsyth, and the Panthers lead the Bears 50 to nothing as the Forsyth kicker continues to impress by kicking the ball into the end zone. He got the little bit of wind behind him this direction, but actually the flag is just limp right now, so he's just a good kicker. First and 10 for the Bears from their own 20-yard line. 6:59 left to go here in the half. Forsyth on the defense. Bears on the offense with Aiden Stewart at quarterback. Gets the snap. Keeps the ball. Rolls around the near side, trying to cut outside, and does a little foot out of bounds. Gets out of bounds at the 22.
A yard gain. Play. And Stewart, as we mentioned, pretty good at creating things at quarterback. Some score updates. West Plains running away with it against Monette, 43-0. Stratford leading Houston 14-7 at halftime. That's a good game.
Mm-hmm.
At Stratford tonight, and at Liberty, where Sean says they've had lots of rain in a short amount of time, it's 6-6, Liberty and Catholic.
Okay. Second down and 9 for the Bears here from the 21.
Keeper
Stewart on the keeper. He's got a first down and more. Cuts outside. Cuts to the far side. He's down the far sideline. They may catch him, but he's gonna go as far as he can before he's knocked out of bounds inside the 30 down to about the 25-yard line of Forsyth. What a run by the senior, Aiden Stewart.
Really good at cutting it back.
Yeah.
He's done a nice job of that all game. That's been by far the highlight offensive play tonight for the Bears. Huge
yards.
Gainer. We'll get him in Forsyth territory for just the second time tonight. And a first and 10.
56-yard gain on that play, Marty. First and 10 for the Bears inside the 25-yard line of Forsyth. Snap of the football, the handoff up the middle.
Rutledge.
They got to pay attention to Stewart now, and Rutledge gets the ball and gets good yardage. That's his best run of the night down inside the 20.
Maybe some New Jersey's in there for the Panthers, but Bears taking advantage of it and got it in the red zone, and the Bears have another player down on the field, and that's become an issue tonight.
Yeah,
final
man.
Game of the season. Bears having some injury issues. Chandler McCoughlin, I believe, is the player down. John Jones has come out. Dylan Ferguson has come out. So that's three of the Bears' captains
just getting beat
right
up
there.
Yeah. So still down on the field. Let's take a 30-second timeout here. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Injured player is about off the field now.
It was McCoughlin, and he has come off the field.
For the Bears, it's second down and 2. Ball is at the 15-yard line.
Rutledge.
Hand off to Rutledge again. Nothing doing this time. Didn't look like he got much on the play.
Got a little forward momentum back to the line of scrimmage, but that'll be it. Be third and 2 for the Bears at the Forsyth 15, obviously in four-down territory here is Willow tries to get the touchdown here before the end of the first half. Still 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Halfway through the second quarter. Third down and 2 for the Bears. Ball at the 15-yard line of Forsyth. Stewart in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Throws. Ooh, is it complete? Flags go down. I saw that.
Yeah, the flag was...
I couldn't...
After the play, it looked like we were... cut off our view. The ball was the intended receiver. He dove for it, and I don't think he came up with it. And it was potentially intercepted, but neither player came away with it, and the flag came in after the play. You would expect some kind of an interference call, either offensive or defensive.
Well, their guy in the white hat.
Pass is incomplete. They did
okay.
Make that call.
Okay.
An incomplete pass. It'll be fourth and 2. Unless they're
Barley. Yeah.
Here comes the white hat. Personal foul. Targeting on the Panther.
Yeah.
That'll be an automatic first down for the Bears. And
I thought it was in a vulnerable position.
It was. He led with the helmet.
Because he was off his feet when he went for the catch. So if they hit him in the helmet, that's targeting. So
yeah. Again, we didn't have a great view of that play, but that's the official word. It's first and goal for the Bears at the 8-yard line.
All right, here we go after the penalty. Stewart at quarterback gets the snap, keeps the ball, rolls to the right side, got an open path there, shut pretty quick, but he got inside the 5 at about the 3-yard line, Stewart did.
Went down, took a pretty big hit at the end of that play, gets it inside the 5, down to about the 3-yard line.
Clock moving with 5:18 left to go in the half. Bears making a bit of a drive here.
I'd like to see one of the seniors score a touchdown here. That'd be nice. Rutledge or
Stewart,
either one.
Yep. Second down and goal from the 4-yard line. Stewart goes under center and just snapped and kept it, and that's not going to go anywhere, I don't think. Although
well, he kept it going.
He got second effort there and got down close.
They're going to mark him at the 1, so... Man, good. Credit Stewart.
Yeah, Stewart and the line.
Yeah.
They stayed in there, stayed together, and created that little wall.
Kind of like a Philadelphia Eagle, the tush push.
Yeah.
Not quite.
And it almost got in there for a score. Did pick him up 3 yards. So it's 3rd and goal from the 1 for the Bears.
I'll do it again, but Bears will go back to the gun.
Out of the gun. And now they have stoppage of play.
Bears are going to take a timeout. Or no, the Forsyth Panthers.
Forsyth
will take the time with 4:27 to go in the half, leading 50-0.
Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Welcome back. Bears going for it here, 3rd and goal from the 1-yard line. Snap of the football, and
Stewart keeps, and I think he got in. Yes, touchdown, Willow Springs Bears. How about that? Aiden Stewart had his own drive that time, Marty.
It was the Aiden Stewart drive. And fittingly, he gets the touchdown.
Yeah, fittingly he does. Got in the end zone with 4:20 left to go in the half. Makes it 50-6.
Remember seeing Aiden at the football banquet before school started and saying, man, what, you're playing football? Said, yeah, I thought I'd give it a shot my last year.
And I wish he'd have been there for the other three, you know.
But... Man, the Bears needed him badly.
Yeah, they sure did. So, Bears get a score with the Aiden Stewart drive, and they're on the board with 4:20 left to go in the half. There's the snap. The Bears kick the extra point, and it looks good. It is good. 4:20 left to go in the half. Forsyth 50, Willow Springs 7. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Stewart's kickoff for the Bears from the 40-yard line. A little squib kick taken by one of the up men for the Panthers. He shreds the defense and heads down the far sideline. The Bears, are they going to get him out? No! Run it back all the way for a touchdown.
Hey, credit that kid. He just kept rumbling and rumbling. Jonathan Goodwin, he's a 6-foot, 190-pound lineman. He took the up kick and took it all the way to the house. I thought John Ball had him.
Yeah.
I thought he had him at the 15, 20-yard line, but that kid just, he would not go down.
Touchdown for the Forsyth Panthers. That puts them up 56-7, so. Quickly, they get that 6 points back that the Bears just scored. Put the ball down at the 3-yard line to the extra point try. There's no Forsyth Panthers on the field yet.
Oh, they're still are expecting to get their defense out there. So special teams have to come back. 4:08 left until halftime. Fall Sports Focus coming up at halftime. Volleyball with some honors. Cross country big district meet tomorrow. And basketball preview coming up at the half.
Forsyth's going to go for 2 here, it looks like. they line them up at the 3-yard line. Here they go. Going to throw for it. Little lobs it into the end, little high.
Caught.
But he caught it for a score. That makes it 58-0 with 4:06 left to go in the half.
58-7. Not 58-0.
Oh, I
don't take away that touchdown.
Quickly, I forgot. I don't know. Sean's probably getting tired of taking it back. I don't know.
Well, we can just keep it here since
we can.
I botched that up for us, so.
We can talk a little bit about what's coming up and the foreseeable future for the Bear fans. We've got a lot of basketball coming up, and basketball's going to start a little early this year, and that's good, I think, quickly get this football season behind us and head on into basketball and see what happens there. But I think Coach Forrest has got some good things going there in our basketball program, and it starts before Thanksgiving, and that's a rare thing, I think, for the Bears.
I don't remember ever starting before Thanksgiving. Maybe Coach Colley might correct me, but it's been a long time since the Bears have started pre-Thanksgiving. The 21st November, I believe, is our first game, and it's a home game.
Yeah, it is. Kickoff by the Panthers. Boy, they've got a good kicker.
It's a beautiful. Not only is it a long kick, but it's pretty.
It is.
The Bears will take it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
So no run back there.
Cross country going to Lamar tomorrow. That is a long trip for Coach Wagner and the cross country team.
We were talking about some of those long trips. Haytie is going to...
Where were they?
They were going somewhere. They were going.
I'll pull that up now.
It was long. It was like an overnight drive.
Miller.
You know where Haytie is.
To Miller.
Haytie is in the Boot Heel, so.
One corner of the state to the other.
Yeah.
About.
All right, first and 10 for the Bears here from the 20-yard line. Stewart gets the snap, wants to throw over the middle. Almost picked off. Number 4.
The flag comes in really late.
Number 4 thought he had it, but
Oldman did have it. He just dropped it. We'll see what the flag is. That was an odd place for a flag to be thrown.
Gets Will, I think. I don't know. Maybe not. See what the guy in the white hat always makes the call, so we'll see.
I think he already did, and I just missed it, maybe. It's going to be on the Panthers.
Okay.
Pass interference?
I guess. Big penalty.
Wow.
Pass interference against the Panthers. Puts the ball out to the 35-yard line, gives the Bears a first down.
Certainly didn't see anything, but clearly the official did. We've had several pass interference.
They've been quick tonight. To throw the flag. Yes, they have.
That'll be a first and 10 for the Bears.
Bears break the huddle. From the 35-yard line, Stewart has 3 wide receivers to choose from. Gets the snap, and he wants to run. He's hit and dropped after losing about 3 on the play.
Couldn't escape that one.
Nope.
Doing his best to shuffle back there, but dropped for a 3-yard loss. It'll be 2nd and 13 for the Bears. Clock running at 3:40 left to go until halftime.
Yeah, we'll get that turbo clock going in the second half. Ball at the 32-yard line. It'll be 2nd down 13 coming up for the Bears as they break the huddle. Using the time on that play clock down inside of 10 seconds. Stewart out of the gun. Gets the snap of the football. Throwing long. Got a man out there. Caught. And he got it inside the 50 down to the 43-yard line of the Forsyth Panthers.
John Ball, a tough kid. He is. He got hurt.
Flag on the play.
Early in this game, and he's still kind of limping around out there, but came back and made a great catch, but it looks like it's coming back.
Yep, the guy in the white hat says
holding off that
bear, so that's going to cost the Bears about 10 yards.
And takes away a big hitter from Stewart to Ball. See where they want to mark it. Flag is back at the 25. That may be where they mark.
Oh, no. If the flag's there, then they mark it.
Unless they've already picked 10. Up the flag and moved it back. I think that's what happened. threw the flag and then.
Well, the ball was back at the 20. Huh. I don't know where the ball is.
They're going to move it to the
24, 23, something like that. Okay. 23. Okay. Second down and long for the Bears.
22, I believe.
Okay. From the 23-yard line, Stewart out of the shotgun. Two wideouts. Stewart to throw over the middle.
Dropped.
Had it in his hands, but dropped it at about the 33. That ball again.
Everett Smith this time had to jump up to get it and hit him right in the numbers, but couldn't hold on. And it'll be a third down, and it stops the clock.
Yeah.
Plenty of time for this fourth down.
Yeah.
Get back on and score another touchdown or two.
Put the pedal to the metal, as they say. 2:58, yes, left to go in the half. Bears break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage on third and long. Stewart filling in at quarterback, done a good job tonight for the Bears. Throws it out there, got a man open.
Right.
Complete! First down and more inside the 45, down to the 43-yard line of Forsyth.
John Ball. Nice catch for the Bears. Good throw by Stewart.
Yeah.
And the Bears move the chains, keep the ball out of Forsyth's hands.
Yeah.
And as soon as they set the chains, that'll start the clock with 2:40.
Already
left
started
to go
the
in the
clock.
Half. You bet.
First and 10 for the Bears at the Forsyth 43-yard line. Stewart in the shotgun, gets the snap, and hands off. Up the middle, the running back gets about 5 on the play down inside the 40-yard line.
Jordan Rutledge, another basketball bear. Picks up 5, makes it second down and 5. Bears get inside the 40 with 2 minutes left to go in the half.
Second down, about 5. And off again to Rutledge. And Rutledge gets inside the 35, down to about the 34, close to a first down. Picking up a few yards now, Rutledge is, after probably got some JVers in there for the Forsyth Panthers.
Still some guys in the secondary I recognize, but definitely rotating some new jerseys in.
They didn't get a first down. Third and very short for the Bears. Stewart gets the snap, throws out to the far side.
Oh.
And it was caught, but in trying to turn, the receiver fell down, and that cost him, so it's going to be fourth down the yard to go. Lost a little.
Made the catch and then tried to pivot and flip back to the sideline. When he did, he stumbled and flipped down, and so he'll end up losing a yard on the play. So it'll be fourth and 2 for the Bears with 1 minute to go in the half.
Bears is going to go for it, of course, at the Panther 35-yard line. On fourth down and 2 from the 35. Long count. Trying to draw the opposition off sides, I think.
Play clock down to 1. And
have to call a timeout.
Burn a timeout with 38 seconds to play in the half.
So, we'll send it back to Sean for a 30-second. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Bears took a timeout with 38 seconds left on the clock here in the half. They had a fourth down and a short 2 yards to go and tried to draw Forsyth off sides. It didn't work, so they ran the play clock down to 1, and Coach Payne called a timeout to make sure the Bears kept possession of the ball where it is. Fourth down and 2. Stewart, the quarterback, out of the I formation. Rutledge back there with him. Gets the snap of the football. Hand off to Rutledge. He got it. First down, Bears at the 30-yard line.
Jordan Rutledge to the 30. Moves the chains. 32 seconds on the clock. Bears trying to engineer a touchdown here in the last half minute.
Yeah, they're going
quickly to the line. Got to
hurry up, yeah. Clock is moving at 25 seconds. Baxter. Hurts got him at the line of scrimmage. Long count, gets the snap, keeps the ball, and gets inside the 30 down to about the 28. That'll probably be the last play of the half.
I think Coach Payne will take one more timeout.
Okay.
With 9 seconds to play, and the Bears will get one more shot here, maybe two, at trying to engineer another touchdown. 58-7 is our score. Bears did get on the board with the Aiden Stewart drive. Stewart capped off that drive with his legs and got a touchdown out of it for the Bears.
We'll update some scores and have some other news about what's going on at Willow Springs High School sports-wise coming up here at the halftime, which is just moments, just seconds away, actually. They've got 5.5 seconds on the clock before the half, so this will be the last play of the half. Forsyth comes back out on the field. The Bears are already there, ready to go on this last play of the half. From the 28-yard line of Forsyth, snap of the football. Stewart wants to throw, going deep, got a man open, but it's intercepted in the end zone with 2 seconds left on the clock.
Well, last week Ava took a knee for about the last 2 minutes of the half, so hopefully Forsyth will take a knee for the last 2 seconds of this half with a very comfortable 51-point lead.
Yep.
Ball intercepted by number 4, Romeo Oldham. Oldham's had a good...
I thought he was in the end zone when he intercepted, but he was not, actually. So that'll put the ball at the...
On the 3,
maybe?
Yeah, 3 or 4 yard line. Marking
like
on the 4.
First and 10 for the Forsyth Panthers with 2.7 seconds left to go, so I misspoke on the last play of the half. Forsyth's still trying to get plays in and players in.
Should take a knee, and they will run a play.
Yep.
And they will
run a play.
They may score.
They may score, yep. Running back headed up the near sideline. And no, he's going to be brought down at the 40-yard line. So that ends the half, mercifully. At halftime, it's Forsyth 58, Willow Springs 7. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.